We're also joined by Scott McKay, political analyst for the Publix Radio. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
President Sanchez, before coming to Rhode Island College, you worked in a high-level administrative post at the City University of New York system. What lessons learned from CUNY, a massive, inexpensive, diverse, chaotic urban school system, have you integrated into your presidency at RIC?
The CUNY system, as you may know, was the largest urban public university in the country, still is, served over 500,000 students. As the vice chancellor, some of the lessons I learned was how do you build a productive public-private, public-governmental partnerships, in that case, to serve 500,000 students. In many ways, if you look at the scope and scale of Rhode Island and the important role that Rhode Island College has in the state, there's a very, a lot of similarities of the type of work now I have to do as president. I was just at the State House earlier this week building those governmental partnerships, and there's a number of industries and companies we're working with to enhance the quality of the education and ultimately enhance the production of the next generation workforce. And so some of those partnerships and collaborations I think are critical, particularly for higher ed, because we do not have enough money to do the important work that we do, so we need partners. I'm a big believer in collective impact, bringing government along with industry and non-for-profit, community-based organizations, foundations, to try to move the dial on a whole variety of issues that we face in society.
Speaking of money, we know that college debt is a crushing burden for many young people. The kind of free tuition program that Governor Raimondo is trying to expand, and of course, taxpayers pick up the cost, so it's not entirely free, is still somewhat controversial, but we've seen political figures like Bernie Sanders pushing this as well. Do you think there's a time when free tuition will be as much of an entitlement as something like Social Security or Medicare?
I don't know. I do believe in the not-too-distant future we're going to see in the broader American higher education environment, I think there's going to be a drive to maintain high quality at lower cost. I don't know if it'll ever be free, at least in the near future. Certainly community colleges, there are many, many states that are adopting promise-type programs, but four-year institutions, I'm not convinced that we're going to be going there. I think there will be a drive to lower cost, maintain excellence and high quality. As you pointed out, today the debt in America for colleges is what, $1.3 trillion. It has surpassed credit card debt in this country. That is not sustainable. You can't continue to raise tuition year after year after year. In fact, this year, the Arizona State, for the first time, the state government said, we are not going to allow you to raise tuition. We're going to reinvest in you so that you don't have to raise tuition. You may see that strategy come up more and more by state governments that want to work on workforce development and support their higher education institutions.
This is a two-part question, Mr. President. First of all, how much have you been hurt at RIC in your enrollment by the free tuition program at CCRI?
Our enrollments, when I arrived 2.5 years ago, had been in decline for several years, so we've been working on that. I'll say the promise did not help that trend. Our freshman class did get hit over the last couple of years. Several hundred students have not been part of our enrollments over the last 2 years since the promise. And so, but we're working hard, putting in new business intelligence systems, better outreach across Rhode Island in the region. We've balanced a little bit more to do outreach out of state as well. But we're certainly working on the enrollments. I believe we'll get that turned around soon.
Which leads to the other question I had about that. Look, you're facing a real challenge with the decline in the number of high school students, that demographic of people going. URI has combated this to some degree by accepting more out-of-state students. Will that be part of your strategy?
It's going to be part of our strategy, but it can't be our single strategy. We're about, right now, maybe 12%, 11% out-of-state. I think we might max out at 20, 25%. We have to take on a whole series of strategies to recruit a very different demographic. As you pointed out, that 18-year-old, that demographic is not growing. It's been in decline and will be for a couple more years.
Are we talking more adult education?
No question. Adult education. And we have to look at the delivery of our quality degree, not just the traditional 8 to 5 time frame, but we got to look at evening. weekend. A year ago, we engaged the entire faculty community talking about the viability of online and to what degree do we expand online, what programs make sense, because not all of them do. But there are areas where I think we can be far more competitive with an audience that hasn't traditionally looked at our college.
President Sanchez, as we know, back in 2017, WPRI Channel 12 reported on Frank Montanaro, a high-level aide to House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, and how he had been the only person over the previous 10 years to get special permission to receive free tuition while on leave from RIC. How did that happen?
As I learned about it, there was some policies that I think needed some tightening up. They hadn't been reviewed and updated. The outcome of that situation is that the Commissioner on Higher Education, in partnership with the institutions, revamped and updated that policy so that that wouldn't happen again. And so it's been enhanced. And frankly, since I arrived at Rhode Island College, we've been looking at a whole series of policies and practices that frankly needed to be modernized. And I think this is one of those policies that needed to be updated.
You started as president in 2016. So are you saying that this arrangement with Montanaro preceded your arrival?
Yes, absolutely. As the president, I needed to deal with it and manage with it, but it did occur before I arrived there.
I'm wondering about turf battles among the public higher education institutions in Rhode Island. It precedes you a little bit. I'm just wondering if you dealt with it. There was a real difficult time in bringing the merger or the joint nursing program of RIC and URI into the same building. And part of it was because the RIC professors have a different mission. They teach more applied nursing, and URI has a research kind of aim that RIC doesn't have. Finally, they put this together. Is this working?
You know, I think it is working. You look at this world-class facility now. Brown's there, but not so much on the academic side. And URI and Rhode Island College working, I think, hand in hand to have just exceptional nursing programs. I'll just say that in my time in Rhode Island, I've gained incredible respect for my colleagues and President Dooley and President Hughes, sharp minds, very good at what they're doing. In fact, we've started a series of dinners that we take turns doing just to talk with each other about our challenges, our issues, find opportunities to collaborate and jointly work on things together. And I'll tell you, I think that's a great way for us. As small as a state that we are, I don't think we can afford for our public higher education institutions to be butting heads every day. It just doesn't make sense for Rhode Islanders.
Are you concerned that RIC doesn't have a sharp enough image in Rhode Island? One of the things that everybody knows about RIC, well, that's where you go to get a teaching degree, or that's where you go to get a nursing degree. But the modern RIC is much more than that. I think a lot of us fear that Rhode Islanders don't necessarily know the array of programs and some of your nationally rated programs that you have.
I oftentimes get asked, you know, as president, what has been your biggest surprise since coming to Rhode Island College? And it's this point here, is this narrative that the quality and the excellence of Rhode Island College just isn't being seen. It truly is. The college has to be the best kept secret in all of New England. I mean, the quality of the nursing and now broader health sciences programs. We now have spent the last 24 months reimagining teacher education, redefining the quality of education. And of course, I want to certainly thank the voters out there for supporting the bond now to modernize the teacher education building with the $25 million bond. We will have a state-of-the-art, regionally leading School of Education very, very soon.
That's all the time we have, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And Rhode Island College President Frank Sanchez.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.